naval structures were destroyed and two men died. Carlosa says the Sikalo informal settlements, another man died and several dwellings were destroyed.
The fire crews were confronted by an extremely volatile crowd and police presence was requested. The bodies of two men were discovered, whilst a third suffered 80% burn wounds and was taken to a nearby hospital.
The Johannesburg Road Agency says it could take a week to put in place security measures around the M1 South Bridge at the Booysens off-ramp. This after water from a drain system caused sand to erode, resulting in the paving blocks of the bridge to collapse. No fatalities or injuries were reported. JRA Acting Manager Director Siyabonga Nodu has refuted reports that the M1 South Bridge itself has collapsed.
What we are now doing is to make sure that our depot cleans up the stormwater drainage on top, takes out the rubble, resets this whole area, the channel here. After communication with the bridge engineer, we have spoken to our depot as well. We are looking at about a week for them to work here.
Eskom says it's currently not load shedding and has warned consumers that when experiencing a power outage, not to assume that it is load shedding. The power utility says power supply could be interrupted as a result of a local outage due to a technical fault. Consumers can report power outages to Eskom on 08600 37566 or My Eskom customer app. Spokesperson Dikatso Motai.
Eskom is currently not load shedding. The system is still quite constrained. However, we do not believe that we will need to load shed today. There may be some areas that may be experiencing localized outages. We advise customers to please call the call center in such an event so that we can get our technicians to attend to that fault.
A fire has swept through an apartment building that provides housing for the poor in downtown Minneapolis, leaving about 250 people homeless on Christmas. Officials say no deaths or serious injuries were reported in the blaze. Fire crews are expected to fully extinguish the blaze today. The cause of the fire is unknown. The city has brought in transit buses to provide emergency shelter and warmth for displaced residents as temperatures hover just above freezing in parts of the U.S. The top story at 1 o'clock, the South African National Defence Force says it has not ruled out the possibility that Monday's theft incident could have been carried out by personnel stationed at the military base in Lyttelton, south of Pretoria.
2019 had it all.
Have a great new year.
From the biggest headlines.
Here it is, the Springboks, champions of the world.
To the hits. Relive the year with 5FM's Top 100 of 2019. New Year's Day from 10 a.m. Join us on the 1st of Jan 2020 as we count down 100 of the biggest hits of 2019.
Happy New Year!
Counting down to 2020. Yeah.